Criminy. Where's the day going? 7 minutes after 9 o'clock already. Feels like I just got in here. Nice morning, sunshine, and 35 degrees. All right, time to get our talk around going here. Once a month, we talk the journey with Colette Barton in studio here. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
You told me what our topic is, but tell everybody else. What are we talking about today?
So, you know, we have changes of seasons. There's lots of things happening out in the world. And one of the things that when we come into the fall season, we start to think about, and it's already all over the shelves, is pumpkin spice and all the things.
Don't get me going.
Comfort and coping.
Comfort and coping is what we're talking about.
Comfort and coping. And how does that fit in when you're on a grief journey? Well, sometimes we look to those places like, where can we find comfort in the ache that we stand in the sorrow that we feel? Where can we find that place of refuge, that comfort, what will offer that to us? And it doesn't diminish or take away completely the feelings that we have in the loss that we've experienced, but where can we find those moments of reprieve? Where, what things can bring comfort to us?
Right. And again, we've talked about the guilt thing before that too. And if you're seeking comfort in your grief, is there a guilt associated? There can be a guilt associated with that, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. There, you know, because again, sometimes, especially if depending upon the emotions that are surrounding the grief that you're feeling, that those feelings of guilt can infiltrate very quickly. And so I don't deserve to be comfortable. I've lost my loved one. I don't deserve that happiness. I don't deserve this. It's very easy to slip into that slippery slope of, okay, so then I have to just spend my time being miserable. But that's, and you can logically equate that out in that my loved one wouldn't want that for me. That's not how it, but again, our head and our heart are sometimes out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, one maybe is speaking louder than the other and pushes us to the place of those are our perceptions. So how do you balance that out to understand that although you are in deep sadness over missing your loved one and not having them physically present with you, there still is life happening. And how do you look at that life and find the things that are joy-filling or that bring happiness to you or bring comfort to you?
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with accepting that.
Well, and you, that's a great point. And you bring up, and we're getting into words here, you know, you can't fix that ache. You know, we've talked about that before, no matter how you try. You know, it's going to stay there one way or another. You can deny it or get away from it. But you can bring comfort to that ache, and you can soothe that.
Absolutely.
I mean, health in a healthy way and productively, right?
Absolutely, because you also can do it in unhealthy ways, mm-hmm. which then that just brings another set of circumstances that become challenging. So, you know, the hope is that you find comfort in things that are healthy for you. You know, there's a balance between allowing yourself to be still and to kind of circle in, to go in, close in, you know, stay inside for the night, binge watch Netflix, have a cup of hot chocolate. You know, there's a comfort in that. And then there's might be comfort in being with people, you know, your set of people that are your intimate circle that are going to support you and offer that comfort and the listening ear and the time mm-hmm. to continue to live the legacy of your loved one and the stories that you tell and the things that they brought into your life. So, you know, there's lots of ways that you can, again, hold space for the ache and understand the sorrow that you feel, but also invite in some of those things that provide comfort and restoration for you.
And how do you find light in the dark room, Colette Barton? There's the big question.
You know, there's no one answer to that.
No, there isn't. There's a variety of answers.
It's so unique because our grief journey is so unique. Our grief that we hold is so unique. So how do you find light? You know, for folks, maybe if you're not a reader, then getting a book on inspirations or how to walk through the grief journey, that things that would help in your toolbox, that's not going to be helpful because you're not a reader. You know, maybe it's music. Maybe, like I said, it's being out with people. Maybe it's closing in and just being quiet and still and reflective. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's finding things that you did with your loved one and that were special and revisiting those things, going to your favorite restaurant or, you know, again, it's all of those things are unique because some people would say, I'm never going to eat at that restaurant again because he's not there with me or she's not there with me. My child's not there with me. So that's not going to bring comfort. Don't, you know, it's okay to honor where you stand. You don't have to do those things. But for others, it may bring back a flood of memories that bring nothing but happiness and that feeling of the love that was spent in those memories. So it's individual.
Let me ask you something. Is it okay, and you kind of touched on it, is it okay for people to go, you know what, Colette, I don't want to be comfortable right now. I don't want comfort. Is it okay to be that?
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, in where we are in our grief journey, there's things that have come up or come forward that are hard. And we'd like to avoid hard if we can. But sometimes there's opportunity for us to just be still and be in that uncomfortable place because it will move us to the next step forward or onward. And so having time to maybe resolve if there's something that's, you know, kind of poking at you and you need to be able to be uncomfortable and be comfortable in being uncomfortable and kind of work through whatever that is, because that gives you the opportunity to release and to allow for other things to flow in. So it is, you know, again, the idea is not to do something that's harmful in to you or to others in that, you know, being uncomfortable. You don't want to create harm. But if there is reflectiveness in whatever that is that's kind of poking at you, it may be an opportunity to be still, to think about it, to work through it, to find a resolution or find release and be able then to move onward.
And another cog in the wheel.
Absolutely.
That is the whole experience. That is the journey.
That it is a journey.
Always great having you in here, my friend. Wish we had more time. But we're out, but looking forward to our conversation in, can you believe it, November.
Oh.
We'll be talking holidays, and we've talked about it before, how to cope with that, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Colette, great to have you in here. It's The Journey with Colette Barton. We do this once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.